Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are using your phone apps and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for preferring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. The meeting of the inner circle is always intended to provide us with a little support in remembering that we're so absolutely blessed, each one of us, with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, to come to a point and place where we are just celebrating our living and loving, because love is the fulfillment of the law. And what we are seeing as war and poverty and starvation and all kinds of things is really an impoverishment of the spirit of love, the fulfillment of love, the knowing of love, the celebration in love, with love, in knowing that love is that which holds us all in our own degrees of harmony. All the planets and realms within the very existence of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. But our understanding and understanding right now is to care, to be standing absolutely in love, with love, with all of life itself. Because love is a power and a force. It's not just an emotion. It's not just something that you do with one or some special people. It's how you stand in relationship to the wholeness of all there is as existence itself. And because we have been socialized to be out of alignment with the truth of ourselves and been fed that which undermines our cellular functioning, then it's hard to really understand how powerful love is when we are working against ourselves. It's hard to understand the oneness of existence beyond all degrees of divisiveness of race, creed, color, religion, sex, nation, gender, preference, and all of those things that give us the illusion of being so different and not being worthy, and other ones being more worthy of others than others. And so we're in a now moment where we have to kind of erase all of that to get to the oneness, that there is one absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating our hearts, that is breathing us, that has gifted us so much of itself. And so I am always reminding us that we're dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And that there is nowhere we are where it is not. And for all of the places that we exist upon the planet and beyond, all space is filled with the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is the true wealth and that which is causation, that which is the initiation of everything. And so as we become single-minded and single-purposed, in loving with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, to come to a place and space where we lift our voice and call forth the triumph of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth as the reality of our lives and that which guides us daily. And that we'll dwell there and share our commitment unto that, which gives us the greatest degree of opportunity for harmonization. for success, for healing, for wholeness, for successful business, for victory and triumph over every situation and circumstance and condition. To know that the challenges that we face are challenges to rise, challenges to become ever more intensely intentional in being completely cleared of our resentments and anger and frustration. Challenges to have us in a place where we become forgiving and consciously care to be in right standing and alignment with the divinity of our being, with the divinity of all being. And to know that where we are as a global humanity requires us to care to do that which is our part in consciously caring to be whole, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. And to be in a place where we are unfolding in a conscious care and cultivation of the truth of ourselves. And knowing that we'll never have anything greater than ourselves, and real wealth is based upon the cultivation of the divinity of our own being directly, and the activation of our talents, our skills, our abilities, and our application to the wholeness of life itself. And to come to a place in space where, because we are in and under the influences of a death culture, that we become intensely intentional in exalting a full effort in living, loving, honoring, celebrating, rejoicing, facilitating, uplifting, enhancing, enriching, blessing, adding unto, consciously caring to walk in the fullness of the truth of ourselves to the glory of the lineages that we represent. And to understand that it is the reconciliation and the harmonization, the restoration of who we are as a humanity of people, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that lays foundation for the true harmony and the true progression of us. And to know that high ethic and high morality and being in a place and space where we're able to really dwell in the reality of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence is that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. To embrace it with each and every beat of our heart, it has gifted us, it's giving to us. It's committed itself to absolutely everything and everyone everywhere. And to be in a place where we are not committed to it and not committed to ourselves is to create suffering and pain and disconnect. And so it matters what we're living for. It matters how we're walking. It matters that we care to be able to respond correctly and directly in our now moment, in facilitating our own progression. There are those who feel as though money is the answer to all of their problems. And the more money we have, the less problems we have. And that may be true to some extent, but it's not true to the fullness of what we're purposed to do upon the planet in terms of why we're even here. Because we will not be able to take the money with us. And it's definitely known that there was a time to come and there will be a time to leave. And in the midst of that, between the time of the entering of the spirit and the exiting of the spirit, we have that period of life called respiriting, that's breathing, taking in of the very life force of existence itself with each and every breath. And as we are literally reverencing, worshiping, honoring, loving, exalting with each and every breath, we have the opportunity to be harmonized with the fullness of ourselves, to come under the auspices of the functioning of our souls, to be in a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, and to come to that place and space where our lives have true value and substance and meaning and significance while we're on the planet. And everywhere that each of us is, as we are anchoring love within the very fabric of our own being, and knowing that love is the victory and love is the triumph, and to become radiant in it, to become brilliant in it, to become to a point where it's oozing all around and about us in the celebration of our living, in the exaltation of a full effort and a full life's urge, to know that as we're progressing, as we're maturing, we should be ever more focused, ever more deliberate in our efforts to master ourselves, our thoughts, our capacity for imaging, to get to a place and space where we are intensely intentional in living our best lives and loving fully and knowing that whatever it is that we truly have need for and desire for, we can have it, but we have to learn how to create and how to maintain and sustain ourselves in the process. But to know that working ourselves to death is not destiny. Being in a place and space where we are hung up and resentful and angry and teed off and all of this blocks our blessings. And coming to a place where we can relax enough in living because we are aware of the inherent wealth that there is in just being directly, to transcend and get beyond all of the programming of men and whatnot in a system of capitalization where we have been socialized to feel as though it is okay to capitalize off of the detriment of other ones. And we don't see the real fullness of that. And we see that after all of the things that people have gone through for all of these generations, that there is no real prosperity at all in undermining other ones. There's no prosperity in undermining oneself. There's no prosperity in thinking that you can go into other people's places, other people's lands, and subjugate and dominate and violate and extract and do all of these things and not have regard or respect for Mother Earth, Mother Nature, her creatures. That there is order and there is law. And to spend one's life focused on man's law and ignoring the laws of existence is to come away short. Because it is in the mastery of the laws of life and the mastery of the laws of our being that we have the true benefit of being in the integrity of the wealth of ourselves, being integrity of being in a place and space where we can be re-enthroned in the temples of the living gods and goddesses, to come to a point and place where we walk in the mindset of not just royalty, but divinity. And it's very difficult to feel divine. Divine as you actually are in truth, when the place where you live is cluttered with all manners of stuff and things and organisms and parasites and fungus and bacteria and chemicals and all of this stuff that is going on in the bloodstream, in the body, in the tissues, in the organs, and in the glands of these body temples that should be radiant and brilliant. As the temples for the living gods and goddesses upon this realm, upon this planet, in this realm of eternity. And as we consciously care to resume our true nature, to come to a point and place where we are letting go of the sinfulness, the thought of being sinful as our nature. That our true nature is love, our true nature is harmony, our true nature is godliness and righteousness. And to come to a point and place where we're all right with that, that we're all right with being right, we are all right with perfecting ourselves, we are no longer saying, well, nobody's perfect, I'm not perfect, but perfection is an inherent part of existence. And our caring to be in a place and space where it matters to us to be perfected in existence. And the perfection is not about not making mistakes. The perfection is about our alignment with that which is perfect, which is life itself, the laws itself, and how it works, and how we think, and how we are applying the lessons that we're learning, and how we're learning from the relationships that we have, from the examples of others who come into our lives, those who we come face to face with. We are immersed in on a planet that has billions of people. And you will not interface with all of these ones. So the ones that we interface with, those are the ones that we pay attention to. And for whenever you have prayed and asked and knocked and sought, then pay attention to who and what shows up. Pay attention to those inspirations that you get, those urgings. Be in a place and space where you're listening. That you are caring. To be all that you are, to develop and cultivate and consciously walk and stand and live as one of the most gifted and blessed and creative and dynamic and unique and special and awesome. And loving and considerate and respectful and appreciative. Immortals upon the planet. And as we are realizing that we do get what we ask for because we set the intention for it and we become radiant with the thought of it, and as we're able to get and step into the feeling of having it and calling it and giving thanks for it, then we're creating. We should be creating heaven on earth. We should be creating a healing place and space wherever we are because there is need for it. We should come to a point and place where we realize that as we care for ourselves, we're blessed even more because we'll never have anything greater than ourselves. And if we misuse ourselves, if we abuse ourselves, if we undermine ourselves, it really is nothing that money can do for us because it will never replace you. And so we are encouraging you to realize that the eye that sees in you truly has come here and should leave here. We're in the midst of the presence of this absolute and supreme reality that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And that which is the spirit that dwells in these body temples is of it. And we should be under its authority and under its auspices. We should be guided and acknowledging that this is where and to whom we truly belong. This is the first marriage. This is the first real love affair that we have opportunity to create once we leave our parents. And once we realize that we've loved and we've lost and that wasn't love, you understand, and coming to a point of maturity where we really care to experience the richness and the wealth of being, then love has to be an essential part of it. Love that is liberating, freeing, uplifting, enhancing, enriching. Love that is cultivating, disciplining, honoring. When people say, well, I don't worship anybody, and there's only one thing that I worship, or God is the only one I worship, and I'm saying, well, God is all there is. So, you know, to worship means to really love. To worship means to really have respect for. To worship means to give attention to and adoration and devotion and loyalty and whatnot. And we do this when we love. We do this for our children. We do this for our babies. We do this. You understand? So I'm just saying is that to be reverencing and worshiping the all that is the evidence of our love for the all that is. But we cannot exclude the animals from that. We can't exclude the insects from that. We can't exclude people because of their issues from that. The divisiveness is an agenda of disempowerment. The racism, the sexism, the homophobia, all of the isms, none of them are greater than the wholeness, than the fullness, than the allness that we are all immersed in, that we all have been gifted and blessed by. And so when we're facing anything, any condition, any situation, any need, then we have to get still and remember that we are absolutely immersed in that which is absolute, absolute wealth, absolute richness. We don't get anything greater than that which already is. And the capacity that we have to harmonize with it, to consider it, to contemplate it, to meditate with it, to be completely present as a point of presence in it, with it, so that we are aware of the gift of divinity, the gift of spirit, the gift of light, the gift of our creative imaginations, the gift of our faith, the gift of our enthusiasm and our zealousness and our ability to laugh and sing and dance and rejoice and give thanks and be grateful and be in a place and space where we are trusting fully, faithful, and knowing. So whatever it is that you really have desire for in terms of your own healing, in terms of your need, then see it, claim it, give thanks for it, feel good about it, do that which is truly in your best interest. And come to a place where you refuse to do that which does not honor you, that undermines you. Being is the issue. They say to be or not to be. And people cannot conceive of not being, but the issue is that when you have no commitment to the laws of existence and you undermine that which is causation, that which is gift, that which is life, that which constitutes the essence of who and what you really are, it's very difficult to undermine ourselves consistently over time and not have consequences that are uncomfortable, that lead to suffering and pain, fear, disdain. And even in light of it, we must learn how to forgive ourselves and how to realign ourselves and how to cleanse ourselves and purify ourselves and step into the truth of ourselves. The truth that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is absolutely supreme and completely intelligent. Intelligent enough not to undermine itself, intelligent enough not to exalt itself over here by oppressing itself over there. There's only one self. And whatever hue of people we are and whatever form we may take as intelligences of existence, the key to our now moment is understanding that we are present within that which is love, in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We are present as these points of its presence. And the more loving we are, the more forgiving we are, the more compassionate we are, the more caring we are, the more diligent and persistent we are in clearing and cleansing and purifying our bodies as the temple for the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, then the more success we truly have in this life. And when it come time to leave, we would have left and not died. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, I'm so grateful that you prefer to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for caring to be present. And I pray that you are always inspired and motivated to donate to WRFG for what you're receiving, and that you are caring to apply the truth that your spirits are registering into your life so that your life becomes ever more of all of that you would have it be. But also, I am here to remind us that we are always so blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. But there is a need for us to consciously care, to really cultivate and develop ourselves, to invest in ourselves, to liberate at the cellular level so that we have the opportunity to live greater lives in the fullness of ourselves, as opposed to our just living and working and eating and sleeping and basically dying our lives, as opposed to exalting the fullness of the gifts and the blessedness of our being as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent and ever-present, always pervasively filling all spaces. And for our knowing that in this now moment, as other ones are gearing up and working their plans and planning for us to fail, we have to consciously care to do everything that is truly in our own best interest, to stand up, to raise up, to consciously care to walk in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that it is okay and it is all right and it is very necessary for us to function supremely intelligently, to know that that is our gift. And we will never have a greater time than the now to self-actualize, self-realize, be harmonized in the will of existence, to exalt a full effort in our living so that we are literally taking responsibility to reverse the issues that are crystallizing in our tissues, that we care to really represent the lineages that we have come through in the establishment of this eternal order. And to know that there's nothing that we can gain from working on behalf of the corporate deities of death, except sickness, illness, and disease, because there is absolute law. And the absolute law is that we should be consciously caring to fulfill destiny, to master ourselves, our minds, our thoughts, our emotions, to truly do that which is consistent with the will of existence in the progression of us as a planetary people, as a humanity of people, but on behalf of Mother Earth and all of her creatures. And to see that people are just building and building and building tighter and tighter and tighter in smaller spaces, but up higher and higher and higher without doing anything to really strengthen the foundations, the infrastructures, to come to a point and place where we realize that there are those who have combined their resources and money to make more money, but without the thought of what is best. And those who do not care to do everything they can to create a greater wellness, a greater wholeness, will skip steps, compromise, and end up creating more devastation. And so there is wisdom in caring to be able to respond correctly and directly in this now moment as intelligences of existence, and to know that our right alignment with life, with light, with truth, and the commitment to add unto the wholeness, the wellness, the healing of everything and everybody is going to create a much greater wealth and a much greater prosperity than taking advantage of just a capitalistic opportunity to invest in things for money's sake without consciously caring to add to the richness and the wealth of Mother Earth, her creatures, and particularly the populace of the planet. Because there is absolute law that governs life and there's absolute law that governs wealth and prosperity, then it matters that those of us who really care to truly walk in the opulence and the abundance of wealth and richness, that we are investing in ourselves and ourselves without creating sickness, illness, and disease. Because we will never have a wealth that is greater than ourselves. And we see how people go for the money, and there's nothing wrong with money. Money is what it is. It's just how we use it or misuse it that really matters. And sometimes we see that the more money people have, the more money they waste, the more money they have, the more self-destructive they become. And that's why the wisdom would have us invest in the wealth of ourselves first, to prioritize so that we are cultivating the wealth of our youth and our children. We are consciously caring to develop their talents, their skills, and their abilities to really be on the process, in the process of conscious unfoldment and maturation, as opposed to supporting them and being on the path of adulteration. We've all been there. We know what that is. To come to a point and place where our hearts become heavy because of the guilt, the shame, the blame, the violations, the misuse, the abuse. And our now moment requires us to shift our focus so that we are ensuring the progression of us as a people, that we are ensuring the healing, the wholeness, that we are contributing to the healing of the planet, to Mother Earth, her creatures, to come to a point and place where we are not complicit and complacent and co-conspirating with those agendas that are not in the best interest of anything or anybody. And capitalism could possibly work much better if the people themselves would not be complicit with their own cellular oppression, so that we can outthink the thought that it's all right to provide substances for consumption for children, for pubescents, adolescents, maturing ones, elders, and whatnot, that have absolutely nothing that the body truly needs. No substance, no life force, nothing that the body needs. And to invest so much money in the psychological manipulations and behavior modification that puts people in a position where they feel as though undermining themselves is fun. And that they're not having a good time unless they are undermining themselves and their self. We're in a now moment that requires us to really have an understanding and an understanding that the greatest prosperity and wealth comes with the richness of life in the substance of our relationships, our interactions, our loving and being loved and cared for and respected and validated and treasured and cherished, that there is something much more that we should be applying ourselves to than just materiality, sensuality, sexuality, gluttony, and those things that undermine our whole lives and possibly compromise our afterlives and our eternal lives, to be in a now moment where it matters to us to stand on behalf of life, to celebrate this now moment where we have the opportunity to cast off all of the yokes of oppression, to stand and consciously care to facilitate our own liberation, and not to wait on government, not to wait on education, not to wait on the churches, not to wait for anybody, but to claim our rights and our responsibility and our ability to respond right now in this now moment on behalf of life itself, to really breathe ever more deeply, to understand that we are taking in the very life force of existence itself that beats our hearts and breathes us, that charges us, that gives us the capacity to tap into the unseen realm, so that we are able to bring forward the support of our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, to come under the auspices of our souls, to be in a place and space where we are walking, companioned, and in the company of angels of light, to be in a place and space where we are being whispered to, we are being cultivated, we are standing and living on behalf of our mutual and collective resurrection. As these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is supremely present. And as we are embracing the reality of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth as the way we really prosper and the way we are able to flip the script, to be in a mindset where we're tapped into the infinity of possibilities and we are coming forward with the solutions to the problems and the answers to the questions and facilitating the greater healing and wholeness that is necessary because of this pandemic of sickness, illness, dis-ease, despair, degradation, violation, molestation, rape, pedophilia, pornography, and all of the ills that put us in a place and space where humanity's and humankind's lives hang in the balance because there is no way to truly be continued in existence where there is no commitment to the laws that govern existence. And we've taken for granted that no matter what we do, that our outcome will be the same. And we're seeing the evidence of so many ones passing away from heart attacks and strokes and accidents and things because they were not as conscious and conscientious about caring for themselves and their cells. We are under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, and food has become the tool of oppression, and then the weapons of mass destruction are the sugar and alcohol and tobacco and the artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, all of these things that literally poison and rob the body temple of its treasures and its wealth and its richness and the integrity and high ethic and morality and sensibility and ingenuity and creativity and gifts and skills of those ones who dwell in the temples as the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. We are in a place where we need to be redeemed and to come to that place where redemption is something that we apply ourselves to so that we can be completely cleared and cleansed of the memory of the violations, the taintedness that comes, the low self-esteem and the fear and doubt and inconsistency and contradictions and hypocrisy that undermine our true success in establishing firmly our faith and confidence in knowing how to think and how to work the laws that govern us. And so there's so much time that we spend in generating income without consciously caring to truly spend the quality of time in resubstantiating the mind and the presence and the capacity for thought and the understanding and the understanding of how to work and be in harmony with the laws that govern life. And to see that people will work and work and work and work and work and have less and less and less and less of themselves as a result of it because they did not get quiet and get still and feed themselves, feed their spirits, feed their minds, consciously care to be harmonized with the soul. The capacity that we have been given for thought, for literally seeing, imagining that which is fulfillment of our desires and needs, our consciously caring to lift our voices and open our hearts and to tap into the reality that we do dwell in the infinity of possibilities, and there truly is nothing that we cannot accomplish when we care to be harmonized in the ways of existence, the laws of existence, the light and the truth of ourselves. And to know that under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, where the churches, the educational institutions, the socialization, the cultures, the governments, everything is co-conspirating against the well-being of the people. And they say, oh, well, they do that for the money. And I'm saying, well, if they were truly about money, if they were truly about wealth, if they were truly about richness, they would not be launching a campaign of genocide and depopulation against the planet and its people. If you truly care to prosper. And why go through the trouble of building and building and building so much more and so much more when you have generations that are dying younger and younger? And so there's a lot that is going on in this now moment, and we give thanks for all of those who are the light bearers and truth sayers and those ones who care to respond correctly and directly in this now moment by exalting a full effort and a full life's urge. Taking the time to realize the reality of the eternity and timelessness, taking the time to be centered, to get still, to master oneself and one's thoughts and one's energies and one's desires, and to really fill our day-to-day lives with love and laughter and harmony and peace, and consciously caring to be poised in the reality of dwelling in the presence and as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. That is the true substance of all there is. It fills all spaces. It's all pervasive. It's designed us perfectly. An hour now moment to claim the perfection of our being. So that we are able to be healed. And this is where wisdom truly starts, in this now moment. No matter how old you may be chronologically in years, the spirit that dwells as our reality and the intelligence that animates us and that is all around us is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We should be living and thinking and consciously caring to be able to respond correctly in any and every now moment. As citizens of the cosmic, as conscious immortals, as those who are tapped in, tuned in, and always turned up and turned on to absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth as our way to triumph over situations and circumstances, conditions and whatnot, to be in a place where we are always knowing the absolute reality, and in the absolute reality, we all have exactly what we need right now with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, that which is truly essential for our lives, we already have it. It's being provided consistently without charge. And so to participate in a system of capitalization where you have the opportunity to undermine that which beats your heart, to undermine that which breathes you, to undermine your inheritance, your heritage, to disregard and disrespect the integrity of the lineages that you represent, and to ignore the responsibility to truly represent those lineages that we have come through. And when we find that people are careless with themselves, then there is devastation that comes. So dealing with a planet of devastated people, spiritually devastated, mentally devastated, emotionally devastated, then you have the opportunity to create so much devastation. So it does matter that we each are consciously caring to show up and enhance the substance of our own being, and to literally add unto ourselves from the wellspring of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth that we can tap into so that we are able to facilitate our liberation and our resurrection as a humanity of people, that we are able to harmonize with the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are literally qualifying for continuance in existence in light of and in spite of all of the efforts towards depopulation and genocide. We are in a now moment where it matters what we are standing for, what we're living for, what we do on a daily basis in our best interests and in the best interests of the wholeness of ourselves, our children, our families. Because nothing makes sense if we don't care to fulfill the purposes of being on the planet in self-actualizing, self-realizing, harmonizing with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are leaving the planet having qualified for continuance in existence as conscious immortals, being birthed into the spirit worlds as embryonic gods and goddesses, because we took the time to truly harmonize with the will of existence, the love of being directly, to get our hearts as light as feathers, to literally be bathed in the salvation and the deliverance that is available to us by virtue of how we focus our thought and our mind on things that are exalted thoughts, so that we are able to walk an exalted walk regardless of how low we've been and dwelling in the ditches and valleys of degradation. We can be completely cleared and cleansed and purified from defilement, from our mistakes, from our misgivings, from all of the mischievousness and all of the things that we were socialized to feel entitled to experience because we didn't know what else to do. We didn't have a better example. And cleaning ourselves up after 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of violation in the blood from feeding off of carcasses that was saturated with chemicals, nitrates and nitrites and all matters of synthetics and these things that literally are concentrating and saturating and contraindicating in our brain, in our tissues, in our organs, in our glands, creating the cancers and the lupus and all of the diseases that are affecting our nervous system and our capacity for true liberation, because it is very difficult to hold the proper thought and mindfulness when we are not well and we are filled with fear and doubt and trepidation and inhibition, and we continue to listen to those who have no clue, and then those ones of us who are coming forward with answer and solution that are really very simple, then you are hemming and hawing about it, dragging your feet to do what's truly in your own best interest and submitting to surgery and butchery and sorcery and all of the pharmacology and all of these things. So we're in a now moment where you are being urged and encouraged to care, to walk in the light of the truth of the all that you are as this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to come to that place and space where you would prefer to be whole and well and wealthy in the resubstantiation of your own personal presence and the integrity of who you are as this point of the presence of God in that temple that is your body, where you dwell and where you live and where you meet God, and where you commune with God, and where you come to be able to hear the voice of God and to move with the hand of God. We are in a now moment where this is not about religion, and it is not about anything other than how we can become a restored people to get beyond all of the sickness and the degradation and the alcoholism and the drug addictions and the sex addictions and all of the things that wear away and put us in a place where we forget who we are, what we are, why we are, and to know that we'll never have anything greater than ourselves. It is our now moment to care, to be, in the light and the truth and the integrity of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence. On behalf of the whole of existence itself, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and the redemption and salvation of a fallen humanity, it is our time to stand as a resurrected people. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.